Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of the Soul Nigerian Podcast.
Yes, sir.
I'm your boy Damiarus and Isaac as usual.
Isaac Medici.
And today we are lucky, we are blessed. We have the biggest host in Nigeria. You know, this is where they say host with the mostest. Before we start this episode, you even already give us, when we're testing the microphone, some O2-2.
Hello,
you just know, it's not my hello to it. So we have the biggest host. Wedding host today, because as you can see from the episode description, we want to tell you how Nigerian weddings they go down. So we have Malik. See that I even dressed like a rich man.
Alhaji.
Limao.
In the presence of grace.
Limao.
We are recording this episode on a Friday. We went to the mosque, prayed. You know. You just know people where they get money and then they pray pass.
Yeah, just use yourself after this IP, go press money into my OP.
Now you don't press. You just say real accounts, they wait for the alerts.
It's okay.
No, no, you go host our live show when they come.
Yeah, no wala.
And Isaac wedding they come soon. Isaac wedding they come soon.
Yeah,
no. That's true. As the host, you must get a bills with you won't marry. You know, man, define wife like this.
So you won't marry, you never get wife.
Yeah, I never get wife.
Sorry, this guy.
No, now intense.
Don't worry, we go find babe for you.
No worries.
The intense, intense marriage.
Responsible lady.
Yeah, irresponsible lady. Nice one.
So you guys, before we go on, just know that make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you've liked. Rated this podcast 5-star. And as usual, we are live from Spotify Studios.
Our helpers. See, I've even scattered my
customers. Now them,
our helpers, Spotify.
Now them, they help when I see rich man Malik.
If this will not deal, you know if he gets this kind of thing. You know if he deal in presence.
Shall we go still do this show like this?
So you guys, just make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're commenting, following us on social media. And our live show is coming. Our live show. Those of you that have RSVP, they are going to get exclusive link to the tickets.
See, no time. We know the people that love us. The people that RSVP, sharp. Free exclusive link. No be say.
And there are so many things good day for live show. So many things are going to be done on the live show. So many networking opportunities. Food. You know when we are involved, when Biggie is involved.
Who be Biggie for you? I beg you, don't worry me.
You know, there's so many. There's going to be food. You guys are going to see.
Yeah, you get to meet celebs like.
Like our guy. Like this.
Inside me, I will be celeb.
Now you be celeb.
You will host live show. Where I won't see that kind of money host live
no,
show.
No, like you don't want to host a live show now. Your own IG live don't make money parcels.
So you guys should just make sure tickets are out October 20. So you guys should see, and we don't even want to announce on social media because we want our very own. So those of you that are just listening and watching on the podcast and YouTube.
Yeah, it's an intimate event. So you have to meet other podcasters, Nigerians, let me put it like that.
So that we can all give people well. Yeah. We can feel people well.
So please,
so you guys
be on the lookout for the link.
Exactly.
And buy. Don't be saying go observe links. Yeah, this ticket looks fine.
Nothing at T-Pain era, but
this does buy the money though. Course now. We know say it's on Nigerian listeners. You guys have money, so
exactly.
It's a little something.
You guys don't see like Malik, bro. That's enough. He doesn't know it's coming yet.
I don't say the wine is not too much. I don't say I don't feel I'm safe.
Be like say so Nigerian are so whiny. I can just change the name. This man, I beg. Oh yeah.
But yeah, moving on. Before we go on, I trust you guys and one of our last episodes cohabiting before marriage. We had so many comments on the Spotify Q&A. Those of you that used to comment, we love you people well. We might even be dropping Google response link for those of you that are not on Spotify. But those of you that are on Spotify, if you're not on Spotify, don't move to Spotify first so that you're easy commenting.
I swear.
So, firstly, somebody was like, Richard was like, a more interesting conversation. Not all battles can be fought before marriage. Cohabitation might bring some challenges towards forward, which can lead to breakup, but would have been resolved properly in marriage. Fornication might not be a necessity, but it's a possibility, heavy one, and I would run in that light, I beg, to avoid stories at touch. Richard, are you saying they should not fornicate?
No, what he's saying is that there will be temptation when you're cohabiting to fornicate. So it's better to avoid cohabiting, to avoid them.
Malik, sorry. All the weddings with the host. Do you think all the people are getting married? Do they fornicate before already?
I don't know, but
I hold the crew.
Not be my field of study with that, but I feel like I have a different perspective to that. And first off, I'd like to say that the basic idea behind cohabiting is that, okay, I don't just marry a person who I don't know now. I want to know. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you for a fact that if you are cohabiting somebody for like 4 years, 5 years, if you don't even know them, finish.
Fact.
Scenarios and situations used to change people over time. Mm. The fact that you're now married, something might just change in them. That why would Temeka even do this to himself?
Yeah.
And they don't longer become the person that I used to know.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do cohabiting guarantees, successful marriage. Not lie. Not lie. I've done a wedding where they met practically on Twitter and it was just 1 month. The girl was in the UK, the guy's in Nigeria. And the girl came home after like 2 weeks of just meeting. Someone just matchmade them basically. This is my good friend. And I think people should. I'm coming home in 2 weeks. And the guy came home. Yes, they actually got married. We did a big wedding, proper wedding.
And they see this together.
They're dinner. They don't go to UK together and they're dinner. It's over
God,
1 year.
God bab me this style.
So, so sometimes you might even be with somebody for 7-8 years now. And one thing, you tell you, say, we have been with you. Yes, I know you're my best friend, but you have been very inconsistent. You don't see one another person. You see these women, they get their own for hand, actually. So you cannot really say cohabitation. And besides, my own perspective is that ideally, we will say we Muslim. We know. And I think Christians too, they know that cohabiting before marriage is a sin. You know. And there is no how you go by with somebody and say, one temptation to go. You go, they tempted, get tempted, you go do that.
No, but people, they go, drum.
Yes, people, they drum. Some, that's why some guys would, because they're already getting the benefit of marriage from the cohabitation, they don't want to get married. Guy does, I don't want they binding to this thing. So, bottom line is, it doesn't guarantee successful marriage. That's what I'm going to say. And I'm going to say that my own perspective or my own instruction is that if you see a person where you like, even if you don't have money to throw a big wedding or something, just do something between the family and get, if you are Christians, make them just put them, say, okay, by law, by your religious ethics, you're already binded. Why do you have to be wasting? You know, they're wasting. Why are they wasting? Exactly. Just, why?
I don't do it.
People get married like today now, and then maybe their big wedding is still in 5 years. They will save towards that big wedding. She be now your best friend. This is my guy. This is my marry now. We'll love her now.
Trisha, I don't like it. I feel
like so they go do like course where they go to Ikoyi.
It doesn't have then. What I'm trying to say, cohabiting in the sense that I'm coming from a religious perspective now.
Yeah.
So if your partner is a Christian, you're a Christian.
Yeah.
I don't think it takes the entire Congress to get married. Maybe your parents, and in Islam now, it's just your parents, our parents. And then two witnesses from both parents.
Definitely.
That is it. Even
in Christianity, it's the same thing.
It's just like 5 minutes thing. Okay, I am here. I witnessed that. Okay, this man says he wants to. Do you agree to marry? I agree to marry him. The parents, do you agree that you want to give your child to this person? Yes, I agree. And that is it. You just do small prayer. Oh, yeah, bye-bye. And then you exchange the dowry. That's the mahar. It can be anything. Can be word of affirmation. That's what I want for my marriage. It's simple as that. So all these party we do now, just say, okay, I just want to throw party, you know. Can save towards that in the future. So that's just this basic.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You could have it before marriage.
It's not a yes or no answer, actually. but see, to be honest, no. It's not a yes or no answer.
Yeah.
So now, the question is, am I ready to get married? Let's say today now I'm ready to get married.
Yeah.
And I find somebody interesting in my life today now, I won't waste my time again. I'll just start with the processing. Like, okay, I like you, like me. We don't see ourselves finish it. Yeah, waiting day. Do you like
to... But that process of you getting to know the person, why don't you decide to...
That's what I'm saying, that getting to know the person, you cannot get to know that person.
Even
if you do 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, you cannot know them. Because the truth is that I've been with people that we've been like 1 year plus. And then at the end of the day, now one kind random thing, just cause, and then it just bring up like things that has been happening like consistently. Like, I don't think I want to end up with this person. And I particularly believe that people that are married, they go through all of this thing. Because they are married, they can't just say, I just want to leave.
They will learn
to accommodate each other. Yeah. But so, because say, we they do boyfriend, girlfriend, we they sleep, we they wake up, I know they do again.
But is that no more reason? Is that no more reason? The fact that like you're not yet married, so you can see all those things. But instead of going through those things when you're married, is that no more reason why you should cohabit before marriage? Because it looks like you don't believe in cohabiting before marriage.
No, not like I don't believe in it. I don't know. I think based on my experience and people around me, what they've experienced, that's why I'm using that as a scenario.
Yeah.
So the idea is that now, not like I don't believe in it. Ideally, let me just say that as Muslims, we are not supposed to do that. We are allowed to have something they call courtship. But the courtship has limits. Like, there are rules to it, and there are guidelines. There are simple terms. Mm. You're with somebody, you like this person. You can get to know each other, but not sleep overnight. If you come to my house, sleep in the living room, I'll sleep in the bedroom. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, even that sleep in the living room, sleep in the bedroom. Self.
Temptation.
There are even school of thought around us that it shouldn't be allowed. Because the idea, see, that is why in Islam, as much as you can say things about men marrying more than one wife, marrying one, two, three, four, is that okay? Yes, you are. It's not like trial and error. You like this person. You have to be honest with me. We do medicals. You are fit. I'm fit. You are okay. I'm okay. So what else do we do? So whatever comes in the marriage, that okay. This person has what you call this thing now, OCD. You just learn to manage that person over time, basically.
Mm.
So men have options of marrying more than one, and the lady too. Once you see that there are some rules that okay, this person is not fit to be my husband. Maybe certain things has happened.
Yeah,
you are allowed to file for a divorce, and it's as simple as that. Is kolofarara? Is it?
You know what?
Exactly. So the idea behind it is that the fornication. Everybody knows a fornication has sin. Maybe we know the. Sugarcoat this thing.
Okay, but we can ask you one question now.
The sugarcoat time.
So you what if they actually know the funny kid? They just live together.
And that one did.
What are the rules behind the courtship that you said, okay, yeah, like cutting your baby before marriage?
Do you know that as a Muslim man, it's haram, it's illegal, it's forbidden to me to like touch a woman like this just to handshake. A woman that is not my wife or my sister or my mother.
Yeah, I see some Muslim babes like if you want to greet them, hug. Yeah.
I heard a babe like that. She won't shake you if you do that.
You know that there are some because scientifically, make you not lie. Women will be saying you like. Will be say as you just see them like this, or the in spin. If you touch them like this, waiting they go through your head sometimes can be very very mad. Like really.
Yeah.
So I feel like those are the reasons why things like that happen. And. Yeah. People in marriages too. Now, so temptation they start. Now, from small. Now, from kissing, everything they start. Now, before you know, now, how did they have belly take reach there? No, you know, when you get what I'm trying to say. So, at the end of the day, make you no lie. Even Bible say, if talk come.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's leave Gen Z thought and our this book, whatever. It's simple. It's in simple terms. If you are cohabiting with somebody and somebody you're not married with, you who are doing mommy and daddy. That one is between you and God anyway, sir. Basically, that one is between you and God. But I won't really advise people to do cohabitation. But what I would advise is that you can get to know each other, can be honest with each other. Because the fact that if you had lied to me during the talking stage, it means that when we get married and I discover some other things, means you are not trustworthy. Yeah,
and it's a very important part.
I don't need to. I want to trust the person I want to get married to. So when you tell me that this is it, this is A, this is B.
Yeah. Then,
that's what I feel, Sha, basically. And it's my own philosophy.
Yeah. All right now. How long have you been hosting weddings?
It's 3 years plus. 3 years plus. Plus, yes.
How was your first experience like? How was it like?
First experience in wedding industry. Like, let me say, like, my first official, like, proper wedding.
Because
I felt like the first wedding I did, I won't call it official because it was my friends. And most of the guests, there are people that I'm familiar with.
Okay.
And it was just like a 30-minute thing. It was just like, the other guy is done with this. We just want to just come and do my hype something. Let's just enjoy. Boy, it's still day. And that was just a normal thing that we've been doing for mini lag. We just hype. We just catch crews. And that I wouldn't say that one should be my first experience in a wedding, proper wedding industry would be like February 2021. It was in Ijebu. And it was my friend's friend that was getting married. So it was just like, my friend too is good. Come and use my friend as the MC. And then I traveled down to Ijebude. And that wedding, I don't know. You know, when I had an impression that like I'm going to a wedding, I felt like, okay, tops, maybe like 300 guests, 400 guests.
Because
I've been going out with some of my mentors. Yeah. And I got there, I saw guests.
Well, like, you helped people. You helped people you were...
Yes, yes.
I just wonder, like, how do MCs...
Yeah, so is this something like you knew that you wanted to do?
Okay, my first experience will not, if you want to ask the right question, it will not be like in the wedding industry. My first experience hosting events is not in the wedding industry. Started with Unilag, orientation programs, debate and whatever, conferences, you know, competitions like that. I just host them because they are formal events.
But obviously, weddings are different ball game, different energy, different crowd.
That day, money day. Just leave wedding.
Wedding MCs make money like that.
No, that day, money day.
No
cap.
You guys listen here. When me and Malik were talking, trying to organize this episode, he said, don't worry. He said, his weekends are fully booked.
No, be so. You be, bro.
You get
it.
It's tomorrow. Not like you get it tomorrow. You get it.
Yes, actually.
You get next week. I said we don't go.
Hey, now the last 3 months of the year. Okay, so it's our
period.
If you want to get married in January, start booking you.
Not the way. So I think I don't want to divert too much from the first. My first experience was, I think I started. I didn't start well. I think the first 4 or 5 events, even in school, I used to have this stage fright, and I feel like my mentors were telling me that it's normal because all of them today go through. They are different. Someone as big as Ebuka. I don't know how he manages it, but I know that someone as big as Ebuka, people like that would go to a certain setting that nobody said they don't know if you do the job. They can do it, but there's this initial rejection I don't want to mess up. I don't want to start my opening speech by, you know. So I feel like that one is normal. But the thing is that what helps us over time is that so long as you know what you want to say and you know how to do it.
Yeah.
The first few minutes, if you just look, say, I'm going to see Big Gates down for IT. All those kind of things you're going to fear. But once you just continue rolling, you know, everything just becomes easy, basically.
What's your opening speech like? Just imagine me and Isaac being married.
Maybe try to talk with us.
Are we safe? imagine you are who they marry. I beg you.
Because to be honest, I've been to multiple weddings, but I feel like there's difference, individuality in most. Obviously, there are probably similarities, but again, our own different style and different pattern. So what's a standard opening line, your own opening speech,
opening speech. So now there is the tweak to it. There are MCs that do corporate wedding, baby birthday, this Sunday, your ass one
baby birthday.
And they tell you yes. People do that. They call it dedication, baby dedication.
Yeah,
I've hosted several ones. So there are MCs that do burial. I know a guy that his niche is burial.
Oh, I don't know if he's serious or anything.
No, I'm telling you. No,
are you for real?
Yes, I know a guy. In a month, if he has 10 jobs, six, seven of those jobs, now burial. No.
So you're going to feel like we'll die. I don't mind.
Don't be so. You know. No, there's some people niche.
Oh, like, MC niche, very.
Yes, exactly. So, even the Alagas, you know, MC is an anchoring, so it's language, and they have their method of doing it.
Yeah. Wait. I'm not over. I'm never MC niche or very.
Now
I'm field of study, that's his own scene. Then I'm your general of event.
And he's boss in that lane. So if me as an MC, somebody reaches out to me that okay, they'll have a 70th burial, someone died or something. I can't do it. I have somebody.
So you just refer him.
So everyone knows that this guy
is good at burial. He's good at declaring death. He's good at announcing death. No,
this one don't boss my head. I swear.
So,
do you know anything? I've just realized that there will obviously be actually people that actually just do burials.
Yes, you see when people do fly, people they do passing for the tiniest thing.
Yeah.
You convocate for you, like, go do party.
We go do party for you. Now.
Yes,
swear.
Yes, now.
For graduation.
You carry coastal bus come with their fam. Yes, now.
For graduation.
Yes. The Yoruba people know they play. Not even Yoruba people alone, say. I think Nigerians, generally.
Yeah.
With their own, any small thing, we are ready to celebrate. So I feel like that's why I think Yoruba people have, I feel like Nigerians, basically, we have, one of the strongest mental health. Because we always find reason to do party, to just be outside.
Fact.
Boys, when they go through stuff, they say turn up days, don't carry, you don't go.
Don't go.
So bro, I feel like it's that nature alone or that culture might have actually helped our mental health to a certain level.
Yeah.
That we now say we don't even know. Now until just written and say I'm gonna true. Because we know there was all day. What you gonna do how far open my boy one now? Down only that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, I might not even be party, might just be like, half ashamed you cook. They come now.
This year, where everybody they complain, say economy. This I saw again one street from my area where they always block road steady. Cause every Saturday, every Sunday, they throw parties.
You know the funny thing here? Every time I go out, and I don't really go out too. In a month, I can probably go out once. Sometimes in 2-3 months, but when I see Lagosians, when I see Nigerians enjoying, I'm just like, Have you seen Nigeria?
Say that the same Nigeria
we did. People are smiling and dancing so hard. Do you understand?
People see the cue call.
Yes, now, no man. So to answer that question, the opening speech, it usually varies because sometimes...
Give us more,
you know,
give
they
us
vary, more example now. Why are they talking they vary? Because sometimes, you know, say my own work now, mostly wedding reception and after party. So I usually take over immediately after the Alaga done their engagement. Mm-hmm. You know, so the fact that Alaga is done, they're already wrapping gifts, everywhere is rowdy. In that moment, at that time, they share food. In that time, at that time, they do... So they share of souvenirs. So as an MC, you go this smart, say, okay, how I want to catch their attention. Before opening speech, you go first catch attention, and to catch attention on a different vibe.
Hmm.
So now why I be say, if you see my niche now, that wedding industry, so long as it's in a Nigerian wedding, you know, yeah, I don't master now.
So we see you do.
It get the way go to. If you deal with Muslim, so what they say, Solu Allah no be you look at him. Maybe go to Solala Wali Wasalam. Everybody respects another
yeah.
Muhammad.
Yeah.
If na Christian wedding, eba mi yon logo. And everybody will first calm down. I don't want to start with the formality, ladies and gentlemen.
What if not like Igbo, like other tribes? Like,
if now Igbo go do the same thing, you go do the same thing, go do the same thing. Now Igbo Queen go start with.
Everybody will respond.
So from there, if you don't catch your attention, that's gonna go formal and say, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, fathers and mothers in the house, that kind of thing. You're welcome to our celebration of love in the life of
Isaac.
Oh, we'll try y'all.
So, you know, just assure them, introduce everybody, introduce yourself, introduce DJ, introduce events planner, introduce the event space, tell them where the restroom is, fire exit, all those kind of things, all those formalities. And once you are done with that, they can now start going deep into, okay, let me speak Yoruba now. Let me speak Igbo now. Let me try to greet them in the Bira, that kind of thing. About to buy it. For Edo people, all those kinds of things, they reason them. So now the way they be, so you know, they come, they don't, they get, they don't, they like you. Because this is what the guys like you from the inception. Yeah. They don't get one kind of reason with this guy. Doesn't. So now why a lot of things goes into that opening, they look nice. This is where you go event. Even in attendance, they give you go, where I better go. That kind of thing, because you guys like me. I don't be face 1,000 people, they're going to look like, wait till this guy, then you talk, me come out, Jerry.
So, okay, I understand now, like, you know, you have this, the last 3 months, you are fully booked.
Mm-hmm.
So, you actually have to swag by a different agbara.
You know, if you repeat clause for
yes, now, why not?
Are the repeat clause, actually? But the thing about agbara
is actually looking stressful, bro.
The thing about agbara is that I did get them over time.
Okay, not I did get them plan something.
So. I think we just run money and this wedding.
Okay, so you don't need to buy a shabby for every wedding that you
host. I don't even buy. Also, I just tell me the color of what the groomsmen are wearing, so I could be like them too. I go just pick where. Except now my guy they marry say, okay, I got to buy for this one. So I have them in, I have a lot of agbadas that I could just find one where I like, just where I go.
So let's go back to your first events now. So you said you were expecting 300-400 guests. Then
you got the how many did you meet?
Like 1,000 plus
For wedding,
not like 1,500. Yes, apparently, that family, the father of the bride, who happens to be the bride, is my own friend's friend. So, our father happens to be like a philanthropist in that community. There, so the man is quite well, does a lot, you know, reaching out to people, sponsor people to school, and all of that. So, he's giving Baba, can you first share marriage? I'm gonna love so. No invites. I just say this man became one do wedding. All the community guys go. You have to go. So I wonder about them. They know that kind of people. So food they did. Food they remain safe, even with that 1,500 people a day. But that day, you know, I feel like what helped me that day was that I was already familiar with the wedding because they follow some of my boys, they were cast small.
Yeah.
And then I already rehearsed my lines. Okay, in case something like this happened, I don't know Ijebu, but make I just hear the show him this, show him that. Share me.
So you just have to prepare like
that kind of thing. Just even like those two lines. But we can say, okay, this one, you guys work. If this one don't work, we can prepare my 2FA, okay, this one, that kind of thing. So everything don't do. So I feel like, and because I was my friends, I kind of feel like a familiar ground.
Yeah.
So I think my first experience went really well because I just did.
You know, have you ever fought with opposing bride or family, like because of times or something?
I feel like that is where.
But you get, don't lie. Yeah. Like obviously, there's some families that have annoyed you, like
severally.
I mean, Nigeria with each
other. I'm not even saying some families. Not only me. Father of the bride, the annoyed bride. Brag on the children of my papa say, Emma wasi wear the butter.
Swear.
I'm serious. Yes. Make I tell you something.
I'm sad.
You see, Nigerian weddings, especially when it comes to the Yoruba people. The idea behind throwing party, that's why Yoruba called party in Norwo. In Norwo means that you spend money.
Yeah.
So, in Norwo is that they won't put money for that party. And the idea behind it is that make other people know, say, we day for this family. No, nah, we no be scrap. We day. So now I go see Yoruba parties these days. Souvenirs, they go, they share things like as things like one of those portable hand fan. Mm. They share TikTok lights.
Yeah.
All those selfie TikTok lights. They share things, we say, you just won't share things. Yeah. They go carry 5 liters. This one, right? Nobody say we won't come buy market, but that's how Yoruba do their parties.
Yeah.
So the idea behind it is that every individual that is like a stakeholder in that event,
yeah,
they want to be the spotlight. They want to be like, and I mean, sponsor this on an EP for the all.
Yeah.
So if I say, you go and bring 2 rice, guys, go bring them. MC, stop talking. Staff to stop talking. So there are some people like that. And most of them, they are usually like the parent of either of the couple. It might be the father of the bride. It might be it might even be an uncle that seems like maybe my in drop phones. Yeah. You can tell that this guy drop phones. Now why they?
Yeah.
And people they always follow and say, "Baba Kinikon, Oloye, Chief," that kind of thing. So now why things like that they happen? So that's why I feel like this is our generation now. We don't need to learn to speak up in some certain things. When you want to get married, it's safe for you to just make an inquiry, get a planner. They will tell you all these things. That okay, we need to know how to handle your parents. What do they want?
These are things that event planners ask.
Yes, they do. They do it. Event planners don't start from 1 week to wedding. Now, like, people don't book events like last year.
Yeah.
Last year. So, they do them, okay, what color do you want to go for? Then the color of the decor will match the dress of the bride or the groom. The color has to match the aesthetics.
Well, this one of how to handle your parents.
There is something they call personnel management, human management. That's how you meet. They miss the parents.
People say deep like that.
They miss the parents. Baba, affect by DJ, affect by MC. Me as an MC now, I don't. So, reference, I have to tell you that they have somebody from Radio Lagos. They have somebody from Nigeria FM. They'll come and host it. There are popular MCs that are, radio presenters. Yeah. That's the person that is coming for them. But the bride knows, see, now this guy, me, I want for my wedding. So we might have 2 MCs at events sometimes. Yes, now. I've done the event with 3. 3 MCs.
3 MCs.
No, yes. 3 MCs. One from the bride side, one from the fire and groom side. And then the bride and the groom wanted me to be their MC. See, this thing no go far. Now, why MCs have they happy? If you see MCs, I call MCs, thank you very much. Imagine, say, sure? I get jobs for December, like back to back. I can't go events with co-MC. I go, they happy now.
I go, you go see color your money?
Why not? Now, agreements now. Now, go, so that, my payments now, timing is per hours. So, I'll be there from the start of that hour to the end. So
is it ego or pride where they make them collect multiple MCs or what?
It's not ego because everyone does have their favorites. So you know the reason why this man employed you. There's a session in your kind of your own style that this man like. Even if it's like 10, 20 minutes, oh yeah, you go do one. So we have a program. Yeah, you welcome the families. I think they like you. So welcome them, sing, do a normal thing, hype them the way you want, the way they like. So when I come in, I'm bringing in my couple because they paid me to be there. For them. So the couple and the friends, now me they hype them and now me they play games, now me they ginger the couple now. So you undo the family and friends. You undo this your parents.
Yeah.
So even a live band, yeah, DJ stop. Live band play for the parents. Now, how this Nigerian wedding setting state be? So somebody that's already paid for live band, paid for food, paid for that one, will just come and tell you that you carry small chops that is bent for maybe table 2. We had below table 1. Table 1 don't collect small chops before. But because they don't say that man, he's saying, guess, the guys. But yeah, bring the drinks. That table. For wedding, where they pay. Where they pay Ketra and waiters. So,
all this is now UAV MC now. Like, you don't see, you already seen one uncle or one father of the bride. You're already like, annoying. You don't need. So you already know that, bro, like, this thing is not aligning with your plan. But because you know what, annoying your employers. You can't guys, they succumb to. How do you feel about that? You
be doing whatever there are certain settings where I just send my manager, just go and meet. If you are coming towards that, they must be my guy. If you are coming towards me, he will approach you first. What do you want to tell him?
Okay.
He knows how I do my things.
Okay.
And he and there's another lady too, where they do. So they know how they will take on my team. And they work with team. So you can't just come and approach me. Yeah. I can't be saying, I can't be cracking a joke. Somebody's not calling them me. Want to come back, see? You know how joke take hard to crack. And joke not transition because
I don't flow.
Some my joke usually are usually like storytelling. Yeah. I'm telling a story. I'm establishing something in people's mind. You can't come and tell me, say, Toyota Camry come. I go change them for you. So now why, before you approach me, say you want for, you go first, they go to the talk. So now when I don't finish that, like, they don't know I don't finish the joke. Oh, yeah, you can't tell me, say, yeah, help us announce this one quick. Yeah, just put
oh, those car, you're blocking one car.
Exactly. So they don't, some people don't know, some people don't even see it as a bad thing. Like, yeah. They go, like, let me just go and tell you. Yeah. So they don't know how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why we have those people in place. And then there sometimes you need to handle them, try your bad parents.
Yeah.
There's a way you treat them with respect that they would. Me, if I don't wear Agbada, you cannot even approach me. You see Yoruba people, once you don't drip, when they see this guy dress well, you cannot approach you and say
nonsense
yeah. to you. You're just going, hey, baba me, or bada me, or mommy. You know, there's a way mm-hmm. you do that. You see, you regard them with respect and they will treat you in the same manner. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. So they could just tell you, I'll tell you that, okay, your child wants it to be in this way.
Yeah.
You want it to be in this way. So what I'll just do is, I say, just give me a few minutes, sir. DJ, they play something. I just meet the bride. Your daddy said he wants this. Then, what do you want us to do? I follow what he said. No, I don't want to.
So basically, now parents are literally in charge of Nigerian weddings.
Yes. Yes. Except you go rogue as a child. I've been to weddings where it's 700 guests. We've done the invite. And the father of the bride went to make photocopy of the invite that they gave him, like, okay, take 150 access card. He said, sir, we are not catering for everybody. 150 access card for our family, 150 for their family, and the rest of it is for my friends. So this is your own access card. Give it to your people that you want them to be there. And this man went on before the copy. So what they didn't know is that the access card had serial numbers.
Code.
They had code. They had table number. Every table had the names listed. So once you go to that table, you look for your... Once you enter the hall, there's a big board. Just check your name. If your name is not there, just stay outside. They didn't chase them away. There is space outside for them. Just be outside. They will give you people food there. Okay. But you cannot enter that hall.
Wow.
It was a mass setting.
Like tonight, I go do for my wedding.
So,
because I know my mother's crowd already, like
that kind of thing. So that was what they did for them. So you can't have access to the hall. Because bouncers are busy, they mount, like they're not even a smile. Baba Yahoo is like, they go rubbish you because nobody employ them. They go tell you straight, say, nobody they pay them. Now instruction where they give them. That's an events planner. I remember they get him. The main event planner no go day. That one no even day on site. No if you even know him. Because you just see people wear suits, ushers day. They don't give you tag. No command that. If you don't command that tag, no problem. And the way they be.
No fear enter again.
That's the way it's meant to be, actually.
Yeah, that's how it's
if I say my wedding is just for 2 hours and I want just 200 people, that's what I want to be. No, come. I want to, the bride will tell you that I want to just look like this. And everywhere I turn to, I know people that I'm looking at. I know them like on a one-on-one level. I don't want to see one Yarisi that based for me when I was 2 years old. I don't even know you. Where you go, Bing plus one, Bing plus two. That kind of thing. So some people just want it like that way. Yeah. So I feel
what's,
like...
What's the wildest wedding experience that you've ever had? When we...
Say it. You say it. So then you want to talk about it.
You talked about it for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
I'm like, to be honest, yeah. There are several ones, but I get one in particular. Those are like my early days, like 2021. I went for a wedding. I don't want to name the place because I've been to that place like just a few times. So people might even pinpoint to which wedding it was. I went for that wedding. I was done around that. Ideally, we were supposed to start reception like 2 p.m. tops because people are traveling back. People were traveling back. So we had to like start the reception by 2 p.m. So Alaga don't start in like 11:30 to 12-ish. Don't they walk? They walk. Don't they sing? They like, we want to start by 2. If I tell you that the parents were just like, hey, no, they have to. They have to continue. There's one session that one of their grandma from village will still sing for the husband. We'll see. They call the elongate time until like to 3. Everyone was ready. Yeah, I don't even chop. I don't do all right. I don't. So anytime when they are ready, I will carry my work. And the way it be, they pay me for an hour. Once it is 6 p.m., reception is over by my time. If you are paying me anything extra, if I did do anything, you are paying me extra for that hours I'm working with.
Mm.
So, as I want to start the event now, you don't hear one loud noise from behind the door. You know, they shake me for themselves. Oh, they shaking it, guess who they shake me for themselves? Yao Ko and Yao Yao.
mother of the bride.
Yes, and the mother of the groom. You know, they shake me for that stuff. What's going on? What was the cause of these small chops? Small chops.
God.
At that moment, I don't know if you start anything. I don't know if you even do anything.
Yeah.
DJ, they give us something soft. Everybody can go. The family, Rory, everybody with their agbada, with their ileke, everybody can they go. See what's in the happen. See, most of them gay. Go for me in small shop 10. Found Remy. One slap the girl with the fried small chops. And this is the way that gives small chops girl, you see. No be family do small chops. Now, friend of the bride do small chops. And this woman, where they fight, they don't give her like, maybe like for 20 people before. She don't come back saying this thing are very limited for like, no be even for oldies and from young people. Maybe say we be our own. Maybe say we won't do after party, one day. Do you want to say no? Lie. And say, now that Yakon, I ain't they give them instruction. And which she don't know anything about now. Because say, now Pekin, bring person, your picking friend, guys, yeah. Small chops come. So is that mommy? If mommy come, go give mommy because now my friend, mama be this.
Yes,
now. So the woman felt like this was the person giving instruction. I think they already had like a prior.
They are obviously now pent up aggression.
So yeah. Now that, like on your children's wedding, for God's sake.
What was the bride and the girl already doing?
I said the bride was crying.
The babe
was crying. The babe was crying. Thank God for good friends. Who was the ginger and say, this wedding, we know if you do another one tomorrow, that's today. So as we enter, you know how we take that wedding? We don't even do any formality as we enter like this. Just they give us a piano, we just carry our chef chabaye.
Straight chabaye,
they go like that. We don't even do anything. Nobody, we don't welcome any family again. We just start with the friends of the couple's entry and any couple.
But that kind of thing will traumatize you as person.
That kind of thing, the girl.
Imagine the videographer that was in charge of that wedding. We just find way edit things. Maybe say, if you watch him, you know, go the girls bad. So that kind of thing, they happen. Parents try to hijack their wedding from their children.
How often do brides cry or groom?
I think that I've worked, I think it's just twice. Another one.
Twice.
Another incident is happened even like early this year. I guess it was in Lagos. I don't want to mention. This one was even crazy. This one not be even for myself. Now friends, they think Kari Amala on sports come stage. They served their guests. I'm not capping. You know, say for a hall, you used to have like an aisle where you just create space, you just dance through. That aisle, you just carry the filler, and brother will never enter. Where they won't dance. We can't beg them, please, let us move the chair like this.
My God.
Even though they chop a man like they go, say, who be this guy? They like us like they talk, say, that they want to chop, come out, form a like a lot.
What do you do as MC?
What do I want to do? I said that same event, we had like few number of securities, like bouncers. Ideally, what I do is I just call the events planner with ushers and bouncers. We just do that work together. They know they do that, you go move now. But bouncers, the bouncers, we did, and like all these man over. We be like, boy, we just in secondary school. You won't follow. We say you won't follow, they're going to go fear you. But if bounce, then you say you see chairs. You go first, honor that chair. Say, make I first move the chair.
You still honor the chairs.
You have to honor the chairs.
So I said the babe was just in the crash. She was just crying. But I'm not going to lie. That event happened to be one of the best events that I had that month. Yeah. Like 1 hour. That 1 hour, she just acted like this. Where she don't go redress the makeup. They don't do everything. All of our friends. You see one thing about weddings with friends, Susha. Those they travel, those they battle, we play a few games and like 6:37. We see they do reception. That kind of thing, I'm going to change for you. Say, my time don't reach you. If you are paying me for, you are doing after party, you pay me. I know if you drunk because I know see something not happen. So I have to just be concentrate. So we run now, man. The party later went well. We even have plenty of media. I said, people don't know say that kind of thing don't sub before that day. So sometimes parents want to hijack the wedding from the couple. Couple needs to be careful too. It's the one that are actually smart. They know their parents. I know what they can do.
So they are basically saying their parents are the any mishap for wedding. Wedding.
Because vendors want to respect your parents too. Even as a couple, they employ
use age.
I still want to respect your parents. Yeah. I don't want to talk. Yeah. Because they even give me jobs, Seth. So I want to treat everybody equally. So don't put me in a position where you say, I know if you even catch me say for party, I want to change voice. I know fit.
I know fit.
You know, say one thing that social media presence have taught me is that I think I've been able to control my emotions in public very well. I don't need to see someone who frustrates my life. Like, thank God, say I even get him. They don't know. And with those shits go, but I go sit down with DJ. They look. When you boy are ready, you let me know. Yeah, I know you know go far. If I say you come, boy, come on. Young people will come meet but they say, I should make you announce this car. You have to announce it now. And governor of that state, I won't call him now. Make him give his speech. He's about to leave. So you want me to start to address that first? Do you get? To address that first. Sometimes you know say all these big men. They don't want any, intermission or interception. Call me with, because camera they roll. You want to make everything they go like that. But you just say, I want coach chairman, when they pass me paper, they, all those kind of things. I want get, oh my God, can I say this guy? Not be your fault. Nah, because of this office, what I do. But then, when I saw a bitch, actually. I swear. So, you don't, I go call some people sometimes. That's why this event, it be like, see, na play. Sometimes, it can be very serious. You call a corner, mister. No, me go those 6 men in uniform, those come miss you. They go,
swear.
Don't do you say.
Swear.
It's a lie.
I'm just, you don't have to, you don't even have to me, but like, one of my mentor.
So you always have to ask,
their title.
If you book me now, send the questionnaire. In that questionnaire, swear. I'll tell you everything. Your chairman of it, they give me his title. I want to know everything, chief, mister, Mrs. everything.
Otumba, doctor, missus.
I want to address it properly. You even send me a voice note about to pronounce their name. You know, I told them are very, very hard to pronounce. Calabar names, the same thing. So if you are giving me those names, send me a voice note. I want to hear how it sounds.
Why you don't say this serious?
I don't want.
You say everything. I just
say everything. Best thing is na chief. You name na Akpokabaye. That's the way it sounds. Akpokabaye. Imagine how you like Yoruba. Akpokabaye. Imagine how you go view. Because you know Akpokabaye.
And Nigerians will get pride.
Yeah, thank you very much. So all these things.
If you don't call my name, where you go repeat
that. People, they do master class for all these things. You don't call Oba before the governor. You call governor first. Now you be their employer. You call all those kinds of things, you don't go know. You have to just learn them. And if you go
to the court. Yeah, I was just the point. I see your buffer. Oba, shout out to you.
See, shout out to Oba. You wine.
You know, say some Oba day, if you call them the way they supposed to call them. Oba no display for party this day. They just carry bone.
Are you serious?
So even as MC say, oh, now good thing for you. See, you call them appropriately. They could just send me, see. How are they? But I will get big pockets. Yeah, true. I'm there.
I get one question. This thing we just talk like I don't want to run away. So sorry for cutting you off. MCs, there's a way like I've noticed this thing in weddings. There's a way MCs could just be hype. They just be hyping some specific people because they don't say
something go drop.
Alas, go drop. Mm. Like, is that professional? Like, is this supposed to be?
It's not.
Are you serious?
It's not. First thing first. This is it. In a reception, your employer is your primary assignment. In a wedding reception, the couple, they are the highlight of the wedding. They are the focal point. Whatever game you are playing, whatever thing you are doing, try as much as possible to like channel it towards the couple. It's their wedding. It's not the family's wedding. Yes, family are part of it, but it's the couple. So now, if there is somebody on the high table that seem like one kind of chief, maybe saying, this one always drop steady. There is a very smart way to go about it. In as much as you want hype that one in particular, there is a very smart way to make sure that those other ones on that table do not feel like left out. Now, I don't recognize the presence of all the persons on the high table. Maybe they are even sitting. I just call them to the high table. I've addressed them properly. I've done the other thing. But there's one Odogu among the people I know say, the guy don't even put bond for front like this. You don't, you carry your own means, come. You don't put them for front like this. I go just the, like those small, we just recognize them once. As you recognize them, you recognize like two other persons again. Recognize the guy again. Another two different other person with time again. I don't know if you get me. There's a smart. It's very unprofessional to just the hype one.
You're one person.
They're very, very unprofessional.
Yeah.
And you don't
want for another person.
You get. So if the person can get like session, maybe Naim be the chairman of the day. That is where you can come in and do your. You get, because Naim be chairman. You won't call him. You go hype him. Even after the speech, give him proper eye.
Yeah.
That is when you can always do that.
What's killing that? This tactic smart guy.
Yes, no, that's the way you go about it.
Hype 2-3 people.
Thank you.
Come back again.
Hype him. 2 other persons again.
My next question, I will take
Thank notes. You very much for joining us. We are really happy to have you at our event. It's an honor to have you, Saz. 3 names again, like that. But don't go, we come first. So everybody go know. Say,
I beg.
You get. So all these things now, we learned them over time, actually. Yeah. We learned them over time.
Another thing that I've also noticed about Nigerian weddings these days is the infusion of games. You know, the games that I feel like growing up as young, I don't think they used to do like wedding games during wedding. You know, the one way, they go bring babe come stage, see how much do you want from this man, all this kind of thing. Like, how did that culture, like, where did it start? When did it start to happen?
Okay, the thing is, it's a big battle between MCs and comedians. Ideally, if you want to have a wedding in Nigeria, any event, people will be like, just get a comedian, you want to have fun. That's it, I want to have fun, I want to laugh. But because the art of MCing itself is not comedy. The primary assignment of the MC is just put the program in order. Okay, opening prayer, everything is going with the timing and everyone is enjoying the session. That is your primary assignment. So, you where they charge 100K, I mean, we want to charge like 1 million. What do I do to be extra to make you want to book me and not this man?
Yeah.
That is where comedy came in, you know, Aporo Rose, the Bovi, the basketball, they were big men. Like, just call them, like, just come and do 2 hours and just be with this MC, but just come and do like 1 hour, just make everybody just there and just go. But MCs, to be honest, they feel like, no, we should be making
something to up their game.
So as far as I can know, games has been in existence like in the US and the UK, because I got to watch some YouTube sometime ago. They say like 10, 11 years ago, the girl can say, they don't do this thing, say, before. And I know that before they don't do them. But in Nigeria, I will mention a few people that actually brought in this game. And I feel like they need to have that credit for that. Someone like Dayo Ice. Dayo Ice is a big brand. He does international weddings. He travels everywhere. People like Eula. Eula is in the Loring, or they travel everywhere. Senior men like that. Ajele. Ajele is a comedian. But that man, I see him like winch. Now everything if he do. Sometimes you just look at like people that are old enough to be our senior men. They go the hype like Poco. Someone like Ajede can hype. Like, I'm telling you, Ajede is like, I don't know his age, but I know he's like close to 40.
Yeah.
But man is hyping. They go the hype, go they do all these things. If you they see, but man be guessing. Someone, how you gonna know that kind? Like, you know if you know him.
Yeah.
You go just know my But this was a sabi hype. The sabi comedy, they play games, they do everything. Because I feel like those men actually learned all of these things. I don't say we young, like they learn from us, so, and they did very humble. So I feel like games came in replacement for comedy. If you are not funny, you know that naturally you're not funny. You don't force comedy.
Yeah.
You can't even force to crack a joke. That white game can't they come in. And people just started accepting the culture. Even brides will be telling you that I want this game. However, there are some games that we say it did very extreme too. Me, for example, you never see me playing that game of how much do you want? Go and bring one. I can never do
it. Ask him what you want.
I can never do that. I will never do it. Because why should you put people in
on the spot
in positions like that?
Yeah. And people don't go more for their hand.
Do you get? I feel like it's very, very people they run them and people like them. But me, I said the couple request that we want to do this. If they don't get like prior discussion, say okay, we want to run this and all these girls, and I want me to press money for them. You want me to just it's a different thing. But if you didn't ask for it, I never do stuff like even the couples. There are some games that
couples they request for games or like during
the questionnaire I sent to you, there are games there to you, and I'll send you some links to the games that I'm talking about so you can see why.
That's very
like
professional.
Do you want this at your wedding? So you look at it.
If you want to get married, see, don't worry.
Very professional.
So, it's simple.
Malik is here for you.
And then there's one line where I just put him like.
Funny thing is that, to be honest, I personally, I don't like games and weddings.
Exactly. So if you don't, then no games then. But the thing is your bride, I will tell you that she wants games. And you as a man, you have to.
So now, so this is
your wife. My future wife wants games.
This is your making for wedding. Our parents, bride.
Actually, no, it's not in that. The idea is the couple actually. Now, couple get the wedding. That is if you take charge.
Hey, but inside the couple, who can be the old one for
now, bride?
Hey, that means I need to
be that now. Yeah, you just press money. My makeup artist said 350 press money. My dress is going to be 1 press.
So that's your
wait, now you get wedding before.
Hey,
now, bride get wedding. Hey. That is why even as MCs, I really love it when bride reach out to me for my rates. Because they know what they want. They know the value that you are bringing. They can afford. But men will tell you, maybe 3 hours this thing you want to do.
Don't just talk.
So I don't get many people say they don't come make a car. I go tell them, say, my race, I cannot go beyond this. I cannot go below this. They will tell you, say, ah, see, now, nah, but I say, no, they don't fit do. the bride will go frustrating. They will come back again saying, and my bride really says she wants you. Please don't forget that. Your bride knows what she wants. Because now she did the wedding. Yeah, she knows what. By the way, they always call it like 2 DJ, call it 2 MC. Because I want to have a feel of that. I want to have a feel of
my bride don't do too much. My bride, I'm very good.
I want to have a feel of this guy.
Go save. Go save.
My bride, I'm very
good. The best time to save is now.
Because, so cumulatively now, like, I know, say you get events this year, like, a standard big wedding in Nigeria, how much will it cost now?
Big wedding is relative. Yes. Wedding big to you if you're not big to me.
Fact.
So, let me, I would use, like, let me just say, someone that wants to, all those Davido, Chividu, now like is up there.
Yeah.
So I don't want to use that one as case study. Let me just like a normal Nigerian, like an average Nigerian.
Let's say, let me, yeah, an average Nigerian, standard. Average class, grew up average class family. Do you understand? Like average.
So if you want to throw a proper wedding, first off, it is based off of the amount of guests you want to cater for. And second off is the hall that you want to use. It comes with the size and everything. But I would say on average, let's say like if you get like 15 to 20 million
for wedding,
like on just on average
for
like,
wedding,
you go throw proper one for like 500 guests, like where all your guests go get feel of that Chivido vibe.
Sure, I go make the money back.
20
million. I go make the money.
Now why we say if you look at all those Yemoli weddings, you see all those men now where they and those men they go support.
They go support Trisha.
Not so from that spring. I mean, just guys.
Don't be even about spraying. If your men did for you, you don't need to even spray. From the planning.
Yeah, they go on the drug for your account.
Yes. Yeah. I know the guy that manages the hall. Now, let me just call this guy. They will give us something. They'll just cut up. Maybe like 5 million with the hall. Yeah, let's pay like 3.5. Man, good day, we go support you. So at the end of the day, when I say in Norway, because it will one show.
You know, just people, like what you mentioned.
They chop BC on top where they go on death to throw wedding. All those women in Lagos. That's why I like Lagos people. They won't do party. You don't look like that. 2.5 F1 live band, let's pay Shegun Johnson. I've show fine gone. I've had Josie. They go pay. Even if they will go to a bank, one collect loan, they will pay. Would you see me? When I went to Yakin, go on wedding. You don't see where they take. So I can't do my own wedding. They can't do. Ah, no. Come, man, come be firstborn again. They can't be firstborn boy again.
My older sister.
Come on.
My older sister, when she got married, bro. No, so she don't even come on wedding. Like, she don't... my mama get the wedding, like, okay, I think it was supposed to be 400 guests or so, 300. Mm-hmm. More than it's like 700, 800 that deal. Just my mama people. My mother's people. God. Oh, my Lord Jesus. So, at some point, my sister don't even get anything to talk again.
So,
do you understand? Our own entrance, my mama and papa entrance, loud pass.
I beg. So, that's great. It's like, the parents has already hijacked the wedding from the child, from the couple.
Yeah, so, I would even like to see my mom hijacked.
So, imagine that majority of your friends are in Lagos now. And your bride is maybe from Ibadan. Majority of our friends are from Lagos.
Yeah,
but our family are in Ibadan, so the family would demand the location where you do the wedding. So you travel to meet the bride's family.
Yeah,
so you are traveling to Ibadan now. That means you want to get out for all your guys' logistics, hotel, food before the wedding.
Before the wedding, yeah.
Because as a guy, you will say, "If I want to make just do one kind mass for family, but just chop me, just the kind of money you have to factor for." So
you can't depend on the guys where you get.
Thank you very much. You. So some guys will be saying, I don't do what you're saying, like few of the guys who don't, I didn't go use their own TC, finance everybody, finance all the vendor, because they don't want me the groom even feel anything. So when them, they want their own self, that groom said, go do the same thing.
You go support.
So well, at the end of the day, wedding in Nigeria is now I've seen like coalition of everybody's support.
Yeah.
So, but to just summarize everything here, sometimes when I say wedding is as big is relative to people is that, the thing is that some people want to be like, okay, I want to feed people. I want them to enjoy the food, leave decor. Their decor as expensive as 15, 20 million. Decoration, yes. And as expensive as that. They are expensive as that. Someone like Sharon Oja.
Yeah.
You saw that decor.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that is, but that decor is not 10 million. Jesus. Yeah, it's not 10 million.
For Baluna.
You know how many hours they don't do that? They don't align everything.
Baluna Ribbon.
Before, no, this one is Baluna Ribbon. They go first do roof this thing. They call it, they go D everything.
They go bring architect.
Go be like Dreamland. Go be like Wonderland. All those things. Oh, the lightings. Interior design. Lightings alone. All those things. All itself will take its money. And then food that you want to feed people. You know how much food costs now if you want to buy one car. And if you want to feed like 500, 1,000 guests, you know how much you're going to spend on that. So you have to just weigh your
options. I start with that 3 cows.
Yeah, exactly. So at the end of the day, if you're me now, for example, as I deal like this now, if I want to throw a wedding, I want to get married. Me personally, I don't want more than 200 guests.
I die.
My family don't have a problem with plenty of people. It's 200 I want. So now my bride will come determine now, say how you want to take run.
Yeah.
So now why that power still not dey my hand per se. But I'll give you as a man. How much do you have? You have 5 million or you have 10 million. 5 million you can throw a proper wedding.
Just 5 million.
Yes. Now you can't know I won't take one. With 5 million, just get a holder. It's not in the CBDs.
Yeah.
Somewhere maybe like Ikotun. Mm. Inside they better, you know, but inside.
And you see,
for the whole, yes,
you go do them. You go see
like all of 700, 800. As you don't drown, 5 percent go do the call. They call leave the tables. Just focus on the stage alone. Just the backdrop, my chairs and everything. Just that one alone. And just put lights in there for the stage. Finish. Leave table and flower, all those things. Just leave that one out of it.
Yeah,
as you get me. Then the rest of your money should be on food. Just be on food, and maybe waiting 1 year.
You don't see where the
if now 100 people you want cater for two, it will still make sense because your decor goes small, your hall goes small, your guests go small. But your guests, they go, they chop as they enter, they first give them starters. Everybody, they do all right. If they enjoy it, they don't bring the main course two. Then towards the after party, they carry finger foods gone.
Yeah.
That's where your money is going to. And that's satisfaction that you want.
So in the order of importance now, food and the first thing.
Food now. In the Nigerian party, if your food is sweet, your party is sweet.
Minimum. Food, decor.
In a Nigerian party, yeah. If the food, no, even if you know sweet, but it reach my side.
May go around.
Your party still. Food can't reach, can't sweet. I can't even collect extra. Your party now my best. Yes, that's Nigerian party.
Do you know what I'm just realizing? The best word is I don't be. I chop twice for that.
Because your male now, when she go back to her store or her shop or the market, they will talk about that.
Yeah,
how come you bale? You
when you chop a father for leaf, you still chop swallow.
Because they carry pack, give inside that pack some snacks, the inside. Yeah, fan, spoon, you know, everything. They put down souvenirs.
I can't even remember the couple's names. I just remember
bro.
The
food. Bro. So it depends on what you want. What is your ideal wedding? But I know bride and groom that got married, they just did like a small thing with like 50 people and then they traveled, they made money. They came back and they threw their ideal after 5 years.
Serious?
I was at the wedding like last year. After 5 years.
And they don't already been married for the first.
Yes. So they save up to the wedding.
Instead of collecting loan.
Bride talk, I dream wedding has always been like a beach. You want to have a wedding on the beach.
Destination wedding.
But she don't get money to maybe she even get money to go to Marrakesh or something. But she just wants to come home and use Nigerian beach. And they had to book the beach like 6 months ahead. Say, okay, we want to use this space. We want to use it on this and it's on a Thursday, like that. And just for 100 people. We don't want any extra. Just me and my I want to be seeing my friends. Not Yarisi or Yata. You know, help me now. You get so that's their own ideal wedding setting. So it depends on what you call your ideal wedding. If I have like a total net worth of like 20 million, say, and I'm still making some income, and I want to plan wedding with that 20 million, I will use 5 million to do wedding. And 15 million, me and my wife should enjoy it.
Let's
go to me and one, enjoy ourselves.
That's the proper thing.
But this thing now, as I talk I'm now, MCs go best for me because say our money. But then the truth is that in this Nigeria, so long as Nigeria is concerned, people will still drop past and they will pay you your fee. They will pay you your money. They will. So I say
I'm very shocked anytime I got and I see people smile and passing. Actually, I see no problem.
Go, Ikeja. You get all the way to good difficult on weekend. Never.
When we're planning our live show, you get one venue we even reach out to. I reach out September. They are fully booked every weekend till the end of this year.
Yes.
What's going on? What's everybody doing?
Yes. I have a wedding in December. Sometime in like the first 2 weeks of December. This person has booked me since last year.
Wow.
Some people just did. They just, you know, I like this guy. I like this DJ. I like this planner. I want to reach out to them early before anything will happen. Let me just, I want to book whatever. Okay, whatever happens, and I will give you the extras. If anything happens to the, if you finish any time money, don't worry, I'll pay you extra. I just want to book.
But wait, you never answer my question. So I know CBS, but drop the scale before you go.
To be honest, I feel like that one is based on, you know, what the couple want. But I think food is first. Food venue. Once you have food and you have venue. Once you have food and you have a venue.
Yeah.
Once you have food that you have, and the venue has like 6 people can sit, I feel like your guests would Make them not even show face. Your guests will still come to your party and eat and
yeah, food, like venue.
Food venue. Mm-hmm. Then the other thing is not come. The other thing that comes in are like MC. I think MC come, MC and DJ come because you don't want to just sit and just leave the course. Yeah. MC go sing with MC. Even I've if now to... one Olori AB or one of your uncle who just carry mic, they do a and one AB can go sing with MC. MC yeah, then DJ.
Always.
MC DJ. MC. After MC is DJ. After yeah, DJ then
Deco.
Then other things now come. That's where you now need events planner. Because if you're running on the enter like 4 or 5, you need somebody to manage all of them. That's the work of an event planner. So Deco, they give you design. We'll do consultation. How do you want your dress to be? If you want to do your first dance, there are some dress that will be too tight that, you know, you'll not be able to do the big body. Do you want to big body in your party or just want to be...
Mirror. Did they get different clothes for first dance?
Huh?
Did they get different clothes for first dance?
Yeah, they went different with him.
Different clothes for first dance?
Yes, some bride. Yes, they would. Ideally, the dress that you come in with your reception should be your first dance dress. But some bride will be like, no, I have something else for my first dance.
So they will go and change again?
Yes. I always notice that they will come in long one and then next step, they're dancing in a shorter and a freer one.
Yes, that is...
This lifestyle cost.
So when I said... Wedding industry is very lucrative and it's there is money in it. Because I found that niche and I like it.
Like no one go bury our niche.
So there's some event that you come in for that I'll just tell you that and even if I'm free that day, I know they do. I like say I go work. Now my niche, I don't know this thing. Yeah. Let me just continue building on that thing and let me just keep doing it. So that is it. So there are some events also we said that they own a corporate, their markets and LinkedIn. Me, I know they LinkedIn. I don't do LinkedIn. There are some people that they host tech event. I host corporate events too, but I don't get corporate events like that. I even like to even get more of weddings.
Weddings, yeah.
Because weddings they sweet. Weddings, people go, you go see work. So yeah. We know our work be like audition. Our work looks like
today
every work you are, if you are doing something now, it's like the audition for the next job you want to get.
Yeah.
So there is no how you want to mess up. Just there's give it this, your best
I
shot.
I can't remember.
There was somebody just come and meet you from the crowd. Big man, Mr. MC, you are wonderful. In fact,
let me get your number.
You have a card? I have a card. Do you want my number? I have it. What's it? Take it. Facebook? Yes, I'm there. That kind of thing. Because for wedding now, most of the oldies, they want your card. They want your number. If they want to send me that on Facebook, I have a Facebook. Don't worry. You see all my work. We're amazing. This wedding, I'm going to host a wedding on November 9th. Was the mother of the groom that booked me. Whoa. Woman called me since like February. Just called me. Hey, my son, they are having their wedding on November 9th. That was it. I sent my rate. People know they like stress. The woman don't see my work, so I don't even know where I think the woman saw my work on IG. I think she saw my work on IG. Just texted me, and that was it. Called and sent race card. He sent me. She even called me like 2 months ago. I hope I've not forgotten them with that. And if I want the back and she can pay the balance, then just leave balance. Because even as MC said, if I want to collect my balance...
From that February, you don't drop deposits.
Yes, no. That's the way it is now. I basically pay money and I book me now. If I send the invoice, you just keep the date for me, you see the gist. Keep which date. Now, gist with the gist. Even if it is 1,000 you pay me, I don't get commitment. Say, okay, you don't commit with me. That's the way the booking thing works. I have a groom like that that reached out to me for a November 2nd wedding too. And we don't talk, we don't send you guys, everything don't go. Yeah, I don't even forget, safe.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't this September 28th, safe, week past. Like, I don't even forget. They say, go reach out to me for that same day. I don't draft another invoice. Give that one. My first to pay. As the guy, money can enter. One random, I can't go the notes while they write all those things. I can't say, this person day. Don't make inquiry before. I can't go to them and say, oh, Gami, no, verse, say, I don't day book with this person. Say, I don't go with that too. Say, the guy, para, the guy, no day. I say, now you don't even follow up, Seth. If they give you invoice, I'm expecting like you make a payment like today or tomorrow. Because if I send invoice, I believe you won't make payment.
Yeah.
So now something happens to your bank or something, you text the person, no verse, I still want to make this payment. I they keep this for like 1 week, 2 weeks here. I beg I pay money by end of the month to that one as if you run. But I get you know, say all this December when you talk now. You don't date books like March, April. Don't be saying that like 1 month to December. Yo, that's right. This is how I work to get you in disadvantage. Like, you get booked ahead. So sometimes the finance part, you have to be very, very technical about it. You have to be very smart. Somebody wants to book you for a 2025 wedding. I won't charge you the rate I'm charging now. I won't. I allow some adjustment. I have, like, 3 rate cards. I have 2025 rate. The first quarter of 25 is ready.
No lie, they look first in for a given rate.
I don't. Wedding. I don't. That's how people are funny. People will DM me with account that has like 2 followers.
Yes.
In private.
So you
know, I don't know that it's like the son of one upper in Lagos.
Yeah.
That's what they do. So what I do
I
is
have an account for buying things on Instagram like that. Just
so what I do is that based on what I've seen, experiential basically is that people even send some persons to you, they'll be like, okay, they want to book you for like maybe December 12th now.
So it's your MC is not per number of guests.
It's not per number of guests.
You have the standard
your standard.
Even if you get a guest at 30, I'll charge the same rate as 1-2. It's time. I'm charging for time, not for the amount of guests. I'm not serving food. You get. So that's the way it works. So, that's why they build this work. You just get booked.
But that, but the financing that you talked of now. So that this November night, they don't book you since February now. The dollar rates don't change.
I don't already account for them then.
Serious?
What I charge them then is what I'm charging now.
So you don't already foresee.
So even if anything happens to it, it's just like small adjustment. And that small adjustment will be like the benefit of you coming early. So any, I don't foresee.
Yeah.
I will just tell you, there's some MCs that will tell you that they are not ready to take booking until maybe December for next year. They are not taking booking yet until January 1st before they can take first, second quarter or third quarter.
Mm.
But me now, my race don't be ready. No carry my money, go outside. If you come, like the race day.
You don't run 2 weddings in 1 Saturday before?
No, never.
Is that is it possible?
I have one this December though, but this one is just that there's a reception and there's a dinner in the same environment for 2 different couples. One a wedding dinner, one a wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot take a wedding dinner when I have reception and after party. So after party might extend to like 10 sometimes, past 10, 11. So I don't know if you take dinner. But reception ends then, this is like 6 p.m.
Mm.
But if what anything can happen, maybe say we can start the reception early and we like start it like maybe later and we still have some programs to run. I have men who go to us, I could just put in charge, they run and they go, they go. That's like the benefit of working with a team.
Yes.
Now still extra money, we pay logistic, pay men, but then it's still easy for us. So there are some brides that we've done that just want it for like 1 hour. Wedding I'm going to this weekend now, like it's 2 hours. It's 2 hours. And it's I'm strict on the 2 hours too. So once I don't exceed the 2 hours, they are paying me extra. Some brides will even be, they want to play smart. The wedding is just 3 hours. Once the lager drops by 3, but till 5. 5:30, okay. My inbox, I'll put the time in there. Mm. And I'll put the caveats there. Once you exceed this time, you pay this extra amount for this extra hour. It's as simple as that. Imagine, say, I don't plan, say, okay, I'll come out there by 2 p.m. and I have another one lucky by 4. So I can't reach you. You're going to tell me, say, please, we still want you to, you want to pay me extra, but you have to pay me extra. We are you,
my guy. So you go,
and fill up. Go and fill up that slot for me there. I'll come and join you there. So if I did that at 1 hour a day, I'll go and join them there. But I don't really like the idea of having 2 jobs a day.
I don't
I like I do I as I they come now. I don't like it when people call me. Ah, where are you? I've even off my phone self. They give me one kind of anxiety where they did necessary.
Yeah, so you know, like,
and as an MC, you need to have your calmest state to start the work. So I know they you know they so I will come early. Before you even call me, I don't even give any. I think just the inside car, just the even food too. I go chop, come on for us. I go chop them off for my compadre. If you give me food extra, if you know, if I just say, you know, this food no go, all this no even go. If I just find one waiter, give her like 200, go find food, come, go carry plates of food. Come, you know they.
So you know they give you special food.
No, some events planners are very considerate. I've worked with some event planners that they know. They will tell you in the group chat that okay,
you don't go anywhere. You don't give you food before.
When I start, when I come realize, see, I did it. I don't think they account for the vendors. They assume that once they pay, you go and sort your feeding. They are not here.
So you know the guests.
So you know the that's the point. So over time, I see them as offense. Now later I can realize, say sometimes say you go as the MC, just buy
food. You are to
or chop from home. Chop from home. And some MCs don't want even it as passive because some people if it gets running stomach, or maybe they are allergic to some kind of food. You know they eat for and you know, say if you don't chop.
Yeah, I always see DJs, MCs, they eat after the event. So they don't enter one corner, they chop.
So if I want to start working, I don't know if it chop now, then go start working immediately. I know say my work start by 2. I'm already at the event by like say 12 or 1. I don't order from child day. I don't carry food come. I don't chop. If they or maybe by enter, I don't order. I can't say that they share food at that time. How far? By 500. I'm like, they offer that one. They go carry what you want to come. They don't carry because I will be vendor. So they'll carry and come, go chop. Once I'm done, maybe like 30 minutes, 45, I don't drink water, can start. So everybody get their own nature. Some people go to the chop now. Their food no they quick digest or maybe something. So that's why some MCs and DJ would rather eat Yeah. Me, I don't get that. That philosophy, no. When it comes to food, you know, they reach my side.
Just say you won't drop your number. Your number, your handle.
My number.
These are the times to save yourself. Because our listeners, they won't marry.
Everywhere won't marry.
They won't marry.
Even do ski, all the producers won't marry.
See, he won't marry. He won't marry manager. So
and even with good self, now shop no go even far from each other self.
Khalida won't marry. She doesn't color your book.
All right, guys. It was really amazing to be here.
Yeah, man. It was really love. Yeah. To be honest, I didn't know. So many things. See, the funniest thing I learned in the day, I just had to be very niche. MC very niche.
Come on, I do will.
So many things I learned today, I can't even lie to you.
And there I have someone that does a lot of corporates, but majority of the corporates he does is basically sport.
Okay, sports events.
Sports event. If you bet Nigeria, bet Kinecon, you name the host. This man I'm talking about is a big brand. His name is Guerrero, Babajide Guerrero. He used to be like
funny thing,
big brand.
Another thing that I also learned is I actually remember one event that I went that the MC actually impressed me so much that I wanted to know who he was. But I forgot to ensure, but you understand, like, they're actually very, very important.
Again, another thing about impression is, even as the MC, I want to impress my guests. Sometimes it's even unprofessional to even outshine other vendors. Say, you want the hype, maybe he doesn't give up a piano, make you no play, you like make you no self, no
sell himself.
So sometimes you have to find, you get something, all this in a priority. So now, why if some person book me now, first thing I go ask now, if you don't get DJ. I have a few DJs that I work with that are already familiar with our style of work.
Definitely.
But then I have somebody that is as good as Skinny Con. Just if you can book this person, it'd be nice. Yeah. Like you enjoy your event flow. But some person you go when you go carry on Baba Nosso to come where they do sound engineer. Maybe it's not for me. Android, they play the song for you. Or they play one DJ YK mix where they don't mix down.
I don't die.
Yes, a lot of people are ready. I can tell you that sometimes. Because Brian.
Have you gone to weddings where the DJ just frustrates you?
Severally now. Severally. Even DJs will tell you that MC frustrate them too. Now, why BC is always good to have, like, why? That's why events planner, they have a team. They have a team of food vendors, ushers, MCs, hype men, DJs, because they know, say, I've worked with these people and they are familiar with each other. Me. So if you go meet the event planner, they go tell you, say, we have people. If you want a proper flow, we have our people.
Just use event planner.
Just like, use our people so that everything we don't know ourselves. I don't know, say, this guy, now waiting, they always they come late. They know how to undo one. Because now they are person. They know since we did this one. They just tell them, say, reception at like 11 a.m. You know, it's not like 1 p.m. You know, you still come late too. But they know how they take and do themselves. They know how we go. So that you, as a couple, all those stress, good, you don't pay. You can just deal away from you.
Yes.
So it's very funny. DJs, you can just go carry one man. And sometimes, bride just wants you genuinely. They just want this guy. They want the only Mali to come and host my wedding. You want Mali to come and host your wedding.
You know one thing I notice about everything, every time you speak, it's always the bride that wants, like, who know they want MC?
Yes, it's always bride. It's majority bride. I just want this guy. So once you just know
that. It's not men are not
happy. I've been to where my own money, my own payment is expensive than the decor. It's expensive than every other vendor. Because it just wants you. And this is my own rate. I know the... Now my race VDC. So that same race, if person as big as the A-list actors in Nigeria, now like small for
them. Men don't care about their wedding, you know, it's
nobody say men. Man, say you as a man.
Yeah, you just want marry.
Now your bride get all the plans there. Now your bride will see they give the decisions. Say, I don't let's do it that way. So basically, you'll be a part of it too, but majority of the
another major thing that I learned is please try and control your parents during wedding. Try and control your parents.
You have to.
I really enjoyed this episode. Like, I really learned a lot, you know. And Charlie Isaac also learned, you know, he's
I learned I don't have the money for wedding. So now, don't be next year again.
Don't worry,
year.
If you have a considerate bride, now just sit in room, now just do one for
me. You should be ready, Sha. I'll go for
just carry your money, go Marrakesh, go do one.
You know, the funny thing, my own dream wedding, a destination wedding, make I go do one for like South of France, Croatia, Madagascar. You go like for
Ekiti. Ekiti save a destination.
A destination now.
You know, he talks that he's their relative.
Yeah, no, exactly.
He's their relative.
So if you want, I remember the first time I go outside Lagos for wedding at Ilorin. I follow Shana Ilorin. No, Akure. Akure, sorry, not Ilorin. I go Akure for the first time. And then my first time, And now one of my person for work, co-worker, so he carry all of us, he sort of as transportation go, but us as guy man, we just sort of hotel, we pay for hotel. So those things, like even having, another thing that also learns, having your guys go support you for wedding.
I'm on your guys, man. Have good friends.
Have good friends. And rich friends.
Friends, no. Friends that are actually happy to be there. Because that reception time, maybe we talk, say, make everybody dancing. You see different videos on Bella Niger. Some guys will have like great energy. Also by those Yankee guys.
Yeah,
but they dance like
they go dance past groups
because they know. Say this wedding, let's just give it on. But some people go to come depressed when they do snap. They send streak as they enter. They do.
Mm.
Why we employ videographer and content creator if you know say you go depressed from
actually?
So just give your friends that highlight and make. Now why this thing too?
This thing is also very important too.
Before you dance, me I go first. Go, this man I go send them out.
This guy
instructs them outside. Say if you know that you are shy or some, please just stay at the back. The first few people that come, let. They mean they give us better energy. Because they will be like the engineer for all of you guys. Once they go in, other guys go say one follow that same vibe. You don't just come in and just be complacent. Just be men I go back outside. We will restart this thing. Not true now. I mean, because if I don't get energy, I won't meet
you. My cousin's wedding, the MC actually came and said the energetic ones, like those of you that actually
come to the front.
No wonder I did back.
No, I know this. You're not dead now.
I don't realize.
No, you did already.
I don't realize because
press food.
Me as groom, is the my groomsmen are.
Yeah,
it's that energy that will
flow. Yeah,
do you understand? So there's so many intricacies in wedding where you don't bother to realize.
Actually,
yeah. Your contact number. We also put his IG. Everything IG link will be in the episode description. So if you want to get married,
hello everyone. So I'm like one of the best MCs that you can have in this country when it comes to the wedding space.
For us, even
wedding space.
I said we booked him since March.
I'm very expensive, but I'm very affordable. very, very affordable. Just check me on The Only Malik online. The Only Malik. You see, my shop is there. The Only Malik, THE only, then Malik with double ELEEK.
We are recording in October. If booting is March, so you know that it's not easy. So Nigerian, you only bring the best people, so you know that like it's obviously. And I'm genuinely serious that his work is actually so great.
Yeah.
And they come that give me invites coming out ready tomorrow. Okay, I can't chop.
Why are you to the bride? I'm with the MC.
I'm with the only man. Make a pick a bond.
That one are another thing again. Like they go with my team now, they go ask for a number of people they come with. So they go know, they go give you the number of
but cards. You don't tell this people, the ones for tomorrow, you don't tell them.
Yeah, everything done dinner.
Person don't tiff your money like one over the spray.
Never. We boys, I we didn't want. Then they spray me, they go let you know, say this on MC money.
But
these days now, we just get small bag. Now, men said on the man, they spray money with teas now. Just cry like one bottle. Come on, the tag. 1, 2, 3.
Bless you, I go reconsider my career.
Now they just throw you bundle from my table like this. At the new flex now. Just throw you bundle.
I will come with you.
Because you know my mentor.
If you reason,
this, I'm not busy. Every weekend is busy. You know how much is making.
Book and business.
So,
I like you.
Nah, anyhow,
thank you very much.
Thank you for coming
thank
on
you so
board.
Much. You guys don't forget to comment on Spotify.
Sir.
Listen, rate, subscribe. Tell your uncle that I'm about to get married. Listen to this episode. Tell your uncle that wants to get married to come and book Malik. Tell your wife, your bride.
So your bride.
Now only bride.
I'll be wife won't marry.
You as man, don't reach out to MC.
So this is expensive like this. This is cost like this. Oh, it's not like 30k.
Now because saying I'm mad, they spend the money.
You guess. But if now in bride don't collect the money, go easy because now in soft spot with that.
But you guys, thank you so much for listening.
Yes, sir.
See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Don't forget the live show, you guys.
Yeah, please. See,
we have
the link.
You guys should buy tickets so we can afford the match. So we can afford the only Malik. It's the only Malik in Lagos.
My guys are doing well at So Nigeria.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You guys, see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.